You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Monday, October 13, 2025. Sensitive kind. Assessing the oil price sensitivity of US E&Ps as EIA forecasts a WTI price plunge. Published by Nicholas Caccioni. Crude oil price erosion over the past 2 years has resulted in declining earnings and cash flows for E&Ps, many of which have struggled to sustain the generous shareholder return programs they had developed to recapture investor support. Now, the EIA is forecasting a 26% plunge in the average 2026 price for WTI, to only $47.77 per barrel. The prospect of realizations dipping below the $50 per barrel mark, often cited as the critical break-even point for shale profitability, portends steep cuts in capital investment and dividends for the producers most exposed to crude oil prices. In today's RBN blog, we present a new metric that calculates the oil price sensitivity of the 39 producers we cover and analyze their ability to weather the price dip. With a single exception from a temporary spurt in oil prices in Q1 2025, E&P profits have been steadily declining since 2022. As we discussed in Wrong Road Again, the Q2 2025 pre-tax operating earnings of the 39 E&Ps we track fell 36% to $9.48 per BOE, from $14.81 per BOE in Q1 2025, and pre-tax operating cash flow was down 19% to $21.74 per BOE. The oil-weighted E&Ps saw an even greater 41% reduction in earnings. As oil slipped to the $63 to $64 per barrel range, realized prices for our entire universe of companies declined 14% to $33.03 per BOE. Despite the declining free cash flow, the cash allocated to dividends held steady at $3.6 billion and not a single company reduced dividend payments. E&Ps reduced share repurchases by $1 billion to $2.6 billion, however, and cut back investment and acquisitions. Now, with another sharp decline in oil prices looming, it is hard to see how the current dividend level can be sustained. We should emphasize that the direct impact on each individual producer heavily depends on their sensitivity to changes in oil prices. So we developed a metric to measure oil price sensitivity for the companies in our universe, excluding private E&Ps, Continental Resources, and Ascent Energy. There are three major components that determine the impact of changes in oil realizations on earnings. The most significant metric is the weighting of oil and gas liquids in the company's production mix. The range of Q2 2025 oil liquids weightings among our companies in our universe ranges from 94% for Berry Corporation to 0% for gas producers Comstock Resources and National Fuel Gas. The median weighting for the 37 public companies is 65%. We adjusted these weightings based on two additional components. The first takes into account revenue from non-upstream assets that are not derived directly from commodity prices. Although E&P's revenues are highly weighted to hydrocarbon production, 98%, several producers derive a small portion of their revenues from other sources, primarily midstream infrastructure. The major exception has been Occidental Petroleum, which has a major chemicals business that it recently agreed to sell to Berkshire Hathaway for $10 billion. Completing the divestiture will boost the company's overall sensitivity to oil prices by 10%. The second, and more significant, adjustment is the price protection certain companies attain through the use of hedging, or the agreement to sell certain volumes of oil at a specified price. The more a company hedges its oil and liquids output, the less sensitive to oil prices it will be. For this exercise, we only considered hedges against WTI or Brent or other benchmarks where the object of the hedge is to protect against changes in an oil or liquids price. We did not consider basis hedges, which protect against changes in price between two trading hubs. We also did not take into consideration the types of hedges put into place, i.e. futures, swaps, options, caps, floors, and collars, etc. We obviously excluded natural gas hedges. It's important to point out that hedging is not free and not easy to measure at a given point in time. The costs include transaction fees from the buying and selling of futures and option contracts, margin requirements posted as collateral to cover potential losses, option premiums, and, most significantly, the opportunity costs of missing revenue if oil prices rise unexpectedly. Weighted against these costs is the value of shielding revenues from future volatility. In addition, hedging positions change over time, making it difficult to pin down at any one point in time. The hedging strategies of the oil-weighted companies we follow vary widely. Heavy hedgers, which are often the companies with higher leverage or high operating costs, ease the concerns of lenders and investors by prioritizing cash flow stability. About half the companies in our universe have hedged 50% or more of 2025 oil output, led by Berry Petroleum and California Resources, both at 60%. Light hedgers protect margins from certain assets but generally prioritize operational efficiency on low break-even properties. Companies like Devon Energy, Diamondback Energy, and Ovintiv have generally protected about a quarter of 2025 output. Major producers with significant geographic diversity have more opaque strategies, generally relying on shifting investment allocation and more emphasis on exploration to mitigate commodity price risk. These companies include ConocoPhillips, Occidental Petroleum, and Murphy Oil. The adjustments have a dramatic impact on the final oil price sensitivity rating. The median sensitivity for the 37 public companies dropped to 41% from 65% based solely on the current oil production weighting. The most dramatic impact of the adjustments was on the Berry Corporation and California Resources, which produce 97% and 88% oil, respectively. Their strong hedging programs reduce their sensitivity to just 38% and 33%, respectively. It's no surprise that the 13 companies in our oil-weighted peer group had the highest average adjusted sensitivity at 47%, with Occidental Petroleum topping the list at 63%. That sensitivity will increase to 73% upon completion of the $10 billion sale of its chemicals unit. The median sensitivity for the diversified peer group is 44%, but the range is quite wide. APA Corporation and Magnolia Oil and Gas, both of which have no oil hedges, top the list at 68% and 69%, respectively. Non-op-focused Granite Ridge Resources and multi-basin producer Infinity Natural Resources, which have hedged the substantial majority of 2025 output, have adjusted ratings of just 20%. Seven of the nine gas-weighted producers have minimal exposure to oil/liquids pricing. In stark contrast, Range Resources and Antero Resources, both of which have substantial liquids exposure, minimal oil/liquids hedging, and revenue from non-upstream assets, have sensitivities of 32% and 35%, respectively. Computing the adjusted oil price sensitivity of U.S. E&Ps provides a lens through which we will be able to evaluate the impact of the forecast future decline of oil prices on their strategies and financial results as revealed in their quarterly filings. Right now, we can begin to pinpoint the producers that might make the most significant changes in their 2026 investment and cash allocation strategies by plotting the current adjusted oil price sensitivities against each company's debt-to-capital ratio. E&Ps with the higher leverage and higher sensitivity will have less flexibility as oil prices decline. You might want to take a look at Figure 2 in today's blog on the website, which shows the 30 companies in our universe with at least a 20% adjusted oil price sensitivity. The relative current financial health of the industry is reflected by the largely empty upper right quadrant, which would reflect companies with high sensitivity and high leverage. Occidental Petroleum's debt ratio will decline significantly from the current 31% to 23% as we did a pro forma adjustment for the cash it plans to allocate to debt reduction from the $10 billion in proceeds from the sale of its chemicals unit. APA Corporation is implementing an aggressive 3-year cost reduction program and is counting on its 225,000 barrels per day development in Suriname to dramatically enhance cash flows when completed in 2028. The companies in the lower right quadrant, which have relatively higher oil prices sensitivity, include some of the most financially stable and cost-efficient producers, including ConocoPhillips, EOG Resources, and Diamondback Energy. They have the flexibility to adjust investment and cash allocation to weather at least short-term pain from oil price declines. The E&Ps in the lower left quadrant, which have below-average oil price sensitivity and below-average leverage, will see the relatively lowest immediate impact from the EIA forecast. One high-leverage company, Vital Energy, has recently agreed to be acquired by Crescent Energy, which also has above-average leverage. The lack of operational synergies from the deal could make debt reduction a problem if oil prices fall. On the other hand, California Resources has agreed to a deal with fellow California producer Berry Corporation in a transaction that should result in significant operational synergies plus the opportunity for further debt reduction from the divestment of Berry's Uinta Basin position. Other companies in the upper left quadrant, such as Civitas Resources, Ovintiv, Matador Resources, and W&T Offshore could shift capital investment toward their higher gas-focused properties to minimize the impact of lower oil prices on their balance sheets. Looking ahead, the dramatic EIA oil price forecast is likely to drive aggressive questioning about 2026 plans as E&P managements hold their upcoming Q3 results calls. We will use our adjusted oil price sensitivity rankings to analyze upcoming announced strategic, financial, and operational changes. Sensitive Kind was written by J.J. Cale and appears as the sixth song on J.J. Cale's fifth studio album, 5. The theme on 5 focuses on love and lust, and this song concerns treating your lover right because she's the sensitive kind. Listen to Cale's guitar licks on this song, and they will tell you everything you need to know about restraint and soulfulness in playing the blues that defines the Tulsa sound. The song was recently featured in the Hulu series, The Lowdown, which takes place in Tulsa. It has been covered by Santana, Eric Clapton, Don White, and Donovan. Personnel on the record were J.J. Cale, vocals, guitars, Carl Radel bass, Buddy Harmon, drums, Jimmy Kostein, congas, David Briggs, piano, Farrell Morris, vibraphone, and Cam Mullins, string arrangements. The album, 5, was Cale's first album released in 3 years. It was recorded at Crazy Mama, The Lake House, Columbia, and Woodland Studios in Nashville, where Cale was living at the time. Produced by Audie Ashworth, it was released in August 1979. It failed to make the Billboard charts. No singles were released from the LP. J.J. Cale, John Weldon Cale, was an American guitarist, singer, and songwriter. Raised in North Tulsa, Cale developed his guitar chops playing at early rock clubs in Tulsa such as the Birdcage, Glory Hole, and Paradise Club. His comrades in arms at the time were Tulsa musicians Leon Russell, David Gates, Carl Radel, Chuck Blackwell, Jimmy Merrim, Roger Tillison, David Teagarden, and Jimmy Kosrastein, all of whom made the trek to Los Angeles to seek fortune and fame in the late 1950s. Cale made most of his money from other artists covering and having hits with his songs. He released 15 studio albums, 3 live albums, 2 soundtrack albums, 13 compilation albums, and 61 singles. His early singles from the late 50s to the mid-60s are worth looking up. In 1966, he was part of the Leather-Coated Minds, which released the album A Trip Down Sunset Strip on Viva Records. Produced by Snuff Garrett, the album included Tulsa's Roger and Terry Tillison, Jimmy Markham, Leon Russell, and Jimmy Kostein. The Road to Escondido, the album Cale made with Eric Clapton, won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Blues in 2008. J.J. Cale died in San Diego in July 2013 at 74.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.